92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
The next time you fly somewhere, it might not be as comfortable as it was the last time. Many of the airlines are looking for ways to cut costs, and they're eliminating reclining seats. A few have already added planes with fixed position seats, which have fewer parts and cost far less to maintain. Plus, they're lighter. And when you total up the weight of over 250 seats on a plane, that reduction really adds up and reduces fuel costs. Meanwhile, other airlines are reducing the amount you can recline. The standard usually is 4 to maybe 5 inches. It doesn't sound like a lot, but it makes a difference. And most of them have reduced it to 2 inches. And back in 2019, Spirit Airlines installed seats that pre-recline, so it's a standard fixed position a little further back. There's another layer to this reclining chairs issue, which is this. Just before takeoff or landing, the cabin crew do a walkthrough, and they tell people their seat back has to be in the fully forward upright position. The thing is, as soon as they walk away, passengers often ignore that and recline anyway. And I think that's the biggest problem. Basically, people suck. They're disrespectful. They don't follow instructions or rules. And they're the ones who are ruining it for the rest of us who behave and always do the right thing.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.